And we've heard all about Baltimore being this nest of violence, of crime, and those types of things. I remember the days as a member of the Baltimore City Council with my colleague here, and then Councilman O'Malley. And each day before that meeting, every Monday, right after the prayer, the City Council President would have the clerk read the victims of homicide violence for that week. And we remember when sometimes the victims' names were read 10 times. We remember when it was 300-plus murders a year. Baltimore has taken great strides to reduce its crime and its violence. We're at an all-time 30-year low. So we are doing things proactively. We are getting guns off the street. We are working with our neighborhood patrols and going out and helping the police. We are combating the stop snitching culture that's going on in our communities. But Baltimore is not the only city that is experiencing this type of crime problem. From the Governor's Office of Crime Prevention and Crime Prevention, gun deaths per 100,000. Number one, Baltimore City. Number two, Cecil County. Number three, Frederick County. Number four, Somerset County. Number five, Charles County. Gun homicides per 100,000. Number one, Baltimore City. Number two, Prince George's County. Number three, Baltimore County. Number four, Frederick County. Number five, Charles County. Gun suicides per 100,000. Cecil County, Somerset County, Washington County, Garrett County, Worcester County. The police commissioner in Baltimore City talking about illegal guns. And why I'm going to have a green vote is because I think the foundation of this piece of legislation, Senate Bill 281, is the licensing and fingerprinting. The testimony of the police commissioner, illegal guns make their way to our streets through secondary market as a result of burglary and theft. In January of 2013, the Baltimore City Police Department, working in conjunction of our federal partners, intercepted 29 handguns and ammunition, which had been taken in burglary and gun stores the previous day in Pennsylvania. These guns were headed to the streets of Baltimore, certainly affecting the countless lives and victims. This speaks to the many challenges faced by law enforcement statewide. My green vote is for those who are looking to reduce violence. And when I go into West Baltimore and talk to my constituents, I will tell them that we did move the ball forward, that we did here in Annapolis try to make our streets safer, that we are making progress. And lastly, let me just say to all those who continue to bash Baltimore and its violent crimes, you know, some of my colleagues may be able to take it. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm here to let everyone know that Baltimore doesn't suck. We are a great city. We are reducing our violent crime, and we're going to continue to reduce it with your help and the help of the Judiciary Committee and all the other things that are going on here in Annapolis to help reduce violence. Thank you.